Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Phil, this has been such a hot potato, such a tough nut to crack.
It has. Okay, for example, in California, we have 1,037 public school districts, whether they be elementary school districts, full districts, whatever, you name it, we've got it. And each one of those is making up individual decisions about how they're going to reopen. Now, the governor has laid out some big ideas or guidelines, as he's often done, that says, at this level, you can do this, at this level, you can do that, and we will give you money. But he hasn't said, at this level, you must do this, at this level, you must open. If you get to this certain point, you must do that. So that's the big difference going on. And as long as it is can versus must, there's a lot of negotiations going on between the teachers' unions and the districts. And in some cases, they don't even want to negotiate. They don't even want to brought this out until the health crisis subsides.
Yeah, it's a tough one, right? I mean, there's fear, there's facts, there's uncertainty. We did a segment on this on Ask an Expert last week, and I immediately got an email from someone identifying as the HR director of a K-12 district, pointing out districts generally want, I'm reading from the email, generally want to reopen the schools. Our biggest stumbling block is negotiating, quote, safety conditions with our teachers union. So you now have another labor management issue. There's concern on both sides. There's pressure in many directions. You got parents who want their kids in school, others who are scared to death. Hard to figure a way forward without some kind of leadership.
And there's another change possibly in the works. I've been talking to some of the local officials, and they say there is discussion about changing how we are administering the vaccine. Right now, teachers, for example, are in the 1B section of Tier 1. So they would have been, maybe in about a month or so, in line to be up for getting vaccines. But there is a push now going, saying, hey, rather than have these different groups and these tiers and such like that, let's just make it age specific. Go for 65 and older. Sign up, show up with your driver's license, get a shot. Start getting more and more people vaccinated regardless of what they do for a living, how they work, or where they play. The good news is for a lot of people that will mean opening more shots out there. The question for schools is that's going to mean a lot longer time for teachers who are many of them younger to get vaccinated. And as long as they're not vaccinated, you're going to hear that health issue out there when it comes to schools.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.